The blue and green earth capped by strands of white clouds revolves in space. Reflections of the sun bathe the oceans. The golden lights of cities shine on the continents. A band of silver letters with gold trim scrolls across the equator. Universal, www.universalstudios.com. The earth rests among stars and drifting gas clouds. In a movie studio, a spotlight showcases a camera, a boom, and two director's chairs in a purple hue. Another spotlight shines a yellow light onto golden letters. Interscope. The light changes into a circle. Purple lines slice through the circle. Interscope Communications. Polygram Filmed Entertainment. Patches of snow cover a mountainous terrain. Polygram Filmed Entertainment presents an Interscope Communications production. A raven lands on a tree branch. A horse-drawn carriage travels through the snow. Sigourney Weaver. Sam Neill. A wolf with glowing eyes peeks behind a tree. In the carriage, an older man sits next to a black-haired woman. She grabs her stomach and his hand. A raven spreads its wings. A wolf steps through the snow. Another wolf peers behind a tree. The horses stop in front of a fallen tree. The horses squirm. The driver stands holding their reins. The horses step around the tree. Wolves watch the carriage pass. The carriage drives over a tree branch. She grabs her stomach.
We'll be home soon, Liliana.
The carriage drives over another branch. The wolves follow. The horses stop and shake their heads. The wolves run to the carriage. The driver stands and pulls on the reins. The carriage pulls off the path and a wheel rolls off. The driver rolls down a snowy hill. The horses fall. The carriage rolls down the hill. The older man lies on his back in the carriage.
Liliana.
She lies next to him.
I can't breathe.
He pulls back her cape, revealing her bloodied chest.
Oh, thank God. Carl!
Wolves attack Carl. Wolves attack one of the horses. The older man carries Liliana. He lays her on the ground. She holds a knife.
The baby. You must save the baby. She is coming.
He holds the knife and kisses her.
Forgive me. Forgive me.
He sits back and looks at the knife. Liliana lies motionless. A stream of blood washes over the snow. The Grimm Brothers' Snow White, A Tale of Terror. Daytime, engraved in a gravestone, Liliana Hoffman.
Lily? Lily!
Gil Bellows, Taryn Davis, David Conrad.
Lily! Oh, where is that child? Oh, dear. Oh.
A black-haired girl hides behind the gravestone. An older woman stops in front of the gravestone. Brian Glover. The woman gestures the sign of the cross. The woman turns back. Lily peeks out and tosses an acorn at the woman.
Don't play with me today, child. I'm too old and my backside is too easy a target. Oh, there you are. Your father has been asking for you.
And Monica Keena. Lily runs to an apple that hangs from a tree.
He'll be the death of me.
Lily reaches for the apple.
Tell me the story, Nano.
Put your 2 feet next to mine and we'll see.
Lily grabs the apple.
Tell me, Nano, please.
Oh, all right then. Let me catch my breath.
Casting by Simone Reynolds, Linda Lowy.
One day, not so long ago, your mother was sitting in the window, looking out on the snow that covered the land. She was sewing a cap.
A winter cap.
A winter cap, yes. And wishing for a child to grow inside her belly. Suddenly, she pricked her finger with the needle, and her blood fell into the snow. And she looked and thought to herself, I would like a baby boy.
A little girl, Nano.
Go on with you. You know it better than I do.
A little girl with hair as black as the ebony window frame, and skin as pale as the snow, and lips as red as blood.
Oh, slow down, child! Careful, careful!
Lily runs through a kitchen and upstairs.
Good day! Good day!
Good day!
Good day, Thomas!
She runs down a hill.
Papa!
She runs downstairs into a study. Her father holds a falcon.
What kind of mischief have you been up to today?
I picked roses and irises from the garden with Greta and Ilsa. Mm-hmm. And I helped in the kitchen.
Did you read the scriptures?
Yes.
Good, good.
Papa, why does God give us wings when we die?
God gives us wings so we can fly out from paradise and look down upon the world.
Does Mama look down on me?
Yes. And she smiles when she hears your prayers.
Lily looks at the apple.
Do you still love Mama?
Always.
Then why is she coming?
She rolls the apple down a desk toward her father. He catches it and gestures her to come toward him. He picks her up.
Papa? What if she doesn't like me?
She will adore you. Just as I do.
Outside, a horse-drawn carriage drives down a dirt path.
Hurry!
Lily's father and Nano follow behind two knights. They pause. Lily's father looks around.
Where is Lily?
Oh.
Nano looks around.
Lily!
Nano runs off. The carriage pulls around a corner toward the entrance. A woman's hand rests on the carriage door. Lily's father removes his cap. The carriage stops in front of him. Male servants remove their hats. Children look toward the carriage. Female servants stare. The woman steps out of the carriage. Lily's father takes her hand.
My lady, you are welcome in my house.
Thank you, Friedrich.
Friedrich guides her through a crowd of servants. Nano pushes Lily past two servants.
Liliana, where have you been?
Look what I found.
She holds a caterpillar.
You'll be a butterfly someday.
Lily, I want you to meet Lady Claudia.
Can I put her in a box?
Who?
The caterpillar.
Claudia kneels.
Let me see.
Hmm.
And what will you do with her when she grows wings?
I'll let her go.
I have a box with a special surprise inside, just for you.
A man in a black hat places a green box on the ground. He slides it open, revealing a puppy. Friedrich smiles. Claudia hands Lily the puppy.
Treat him well, and he will always be faithful.
Look, Nana.
Come along now.
Inside, servants carry bags upstairs. Friedrich and Claudia follow. Claudia steps into a room. Friedrich follows. She pauses.
It's beautiful.
Now it is yours as well.
The man in the black hat enters. He holds a small box.
This is my brother, Gustav.
Gustav opens the empty box.
God did not bless him with a graceful tongue, but he more than compensates for the wit of his hands.
Gustav closes the box. He opens the box, revealing a dove. He grabs the dove and tosses it up.
Well, I will leave you to unpack.
Friedrich kisses Claudia's hand. He looks at Gustav and smiles. Claudia turns toward a mirror and stares at herself. In a hall, Nano guides Claudia past statues. Gustav and servants follow. They walk past a portrait of Liliana. In a bedchamber, Claudia looks out a bay window. A servant helps her remove her cape.
What a lovely view.
Yes, milady. It was Lady Hoffman's favorite.
Was it?
Two servants set a large covered object on top of a dresser.
Please be careful. It was my mother's. Thank you, all of you.
Nano curtsies. Claudia walks across the room. She removes her hairpiece. Gustav enters. He holds a covered birdcage.
Tomorrow I will be a wife.
He sets the cage down.
What would Mother say if she could see me now? Here.
She walks over to the large covered object and removes the cover, revealing a vanity.
Would she be happy for me? Would she smile? Or would she be angry? Knowing that the world which so despised her has embraced me.
She smiles.
I do love him, Gustav.
She opens the vanity and looks at herself in the mirror. She touches her cheeks. Lily, carrying the puppy, runs down a hall.
I just wanted to be sure that you have everything you need.
Thank you, my lord, but I am not well provided for at all.
How so?
I have everything I need.
Lily hides behind a column.
Your company.
Friedrich steps toward Claudia.
You are very beautiful.
Love to hear the sound of my name on your lips.
Your hands are cold.
Warm them for me.
He kisses her. Claudia's eyes open. She looks at Lily. Friedrich kisses Claudia's neck. She puts her hand on the back of his head. In a ballroom, Claudia sings in the center of the room.
Adorum, omnis ad seed,
Friedrich watches and smiles. Lily watches. Lily turns and walks past a crowd. A group of children stands around Gustav. He performs magic tricks. Gustav looks at Lily. He holds his hand in front of a lit candle's flame. The flame erupts from his left hand. He holds a pink flower in his right and smiles. In a bedchamber, a priest anoints the bed with holy water. Lily stares off. Friedrich and Claudia sit in bed with sheets draped up to their chests and their hands clasped together.
Amen.
Claudia takes Friedrich's hand and smiles. Nano approaches the bed. She sprinkles salt and pours wine. Lily watches. Nano pushes Lily to the foot of the bed. Friedrich and Claudia smile at Lily. Lily raises the wine and tosses it at Claudia's face.
Help!
Lily!
Lily runs into a hall. The puppy Odo runs into Claudio's bedchamber.
Odo.
Odo runs under the bed. Lily walks into the room toward the covered bird cage. A black beak pokes through. Lily looks at the vanity. At the bottom, open drawers display jewelry and perfume bottles. Lily touches a small chest-shaped trinket and some of the perfume bottles. She picks up a bottle.
Lily!
Lily hides under the bed. Lily holds on to Odo.
I saw you come in here, child. Now show yourself.
Nano gestures for Lily to come out. Clasped wooden hands on the vanity doors separate. Nano approaches the vanity. Lily moves closer to the edge of the bed. Nano grabs the hands and pulls the doors open. Nano's eyes widen and her smile fades. A white light flashes over her face. Nano falls. The wooden hands clasp together. Nighttime, outside. Two servants carry a casket. In Lily's bedchamber, Lily wakes up. She opens a locket. Tears stream down her face. In the locket, a picture of Liliana. Lily smiles. The picture of Liliana morphs into an older Lily.
Do you remember my mother, Elsa? Oh,
I was young, but I remember her.
Is my face like hers?
Yes, especially when you smile.
Ilsa helps Lily put on a robe.
My father worshipped her, didn't he?
It's not for me to say, lady.
What is it, Odo?
Hello there.
Peter!
What? Back so soon from battle? Hold
on now. You can't go running off in your shift. You'll catch your death.
A red-haired man hops off a horse.
Do you ever wonder what's out there, Elsa? Beyond the fields and walls?
The beasts of the forest, I imagine.
There must be more to the world than the forest.
Why would you want to leave your good home?
Because it's not the same home anymore. It hasn't been for a long time.
A hand waves a bird's wing through a candle's flame.
9 years of casting the runes.
Claudia draws the burnt wing down her pregnant stomach.
9 long years of waiting for you to come.
She touches her stomach and looks into the mirror.
And now you move inside of me. Your blood mingles with mine. You grow stronger with every beat of my heart.
She smiles and looks at herself.
And I seem to grow more beautiful with each beat of yours.
A sculpture of Jesus Christ on a cross hangs between two lit candles. Friedrich looks up at it.
Father in heaven, in thy mercy I pray, grant me a son.
In a hall.
It was round like a ball, and on it was a picture of all the lands in the world.
It sounds fantastic.
It was.
Tell me about Paris. Tell me how the ladies spend their days.
Lady Hoffman.
Dr. Gutenberg, how was your trip?
Much too long, I'm afraid.
Doesn't show on you at all.
You're looking radiant as always.
Thank you. Lily, shouldn't you be getting ready for tonight?
I wanted to speak with Peter for a moment.
But your dress is not appropriate for such a conversation.
Ladies, if you'll excuse me.
Lily turns away from Claudia and walks off.
Lily? Lily, I have a dress for you to try on for tonight.
I'll try it on later.
Well, I think if you're going to wear it tonight, you should try it on now. Ilsa, will you help Lily into it?
I don't and know cover that your I'm going to wear it.
Why not? It's very pretty. See? It's lovely.
It's just like all my other dresses. I wanted to wear something special for tonight.
But this is special. I wore it myself when I was a girl.
I'm not a girl anymore.
Claudia reaches her hand around the back of Lily's head and stands in front of Ilsa.
Lily, why must we struggle so?
Claudia holds the dress out in front of Lily.
See that it fits.
Yes, my lady.
Nighttime in the ballroom.
Friedrich, You have said nothing about my gown tonight.
A blessing on your child, Lady
Hoffman. You look lovely, as always.
To a healthy son, my lord.
You make always sound quite monotonous.
Where's Livy?
It's her habit to be late.
Many blessings.
She'd be late tonight of all nights.
Must we spend all of our time worrying about Lily?
To a healthy child, my lady.
In a dark space, Lily carries a lantern. She holds the lantern over a painting of Liliana. She walks across the space and kneels in front of a trunk with a placard that reads, Liliana Hoffman. She wipes the dust off the placard. She opens the trunk. She grabs a gown. In the ballroom, Claudia sings. Lily peeks through a crowd. Friedrich looks at Claudia and smiles. Lily walks through the crowd. Friedrich turns away. Lily stands in front of Peter, revealing her in a white gown. She smiles. Peter kisses her hand. Friedrich approaches Lily.
Lily, why are you wearing your mother's gown?
I wanted you to be proud of me.
He places his hand on her cheek.
Your looks are like her.
He smiles. Claudia's smile fades.
Play.
Claudia steps off stage and walks through the crowd. Friedrich and Lily dance. Claudia pauses. Claudia clutches her stomach. Friedrich and Lily twirl around. A musician strums a mandolin. Claudia falls in a dimly lit hallway. A portrait of Claudia hangs on a wall. Outside Claudia's bedchamber, Friedrich paces, Lily sits. Servants run out with bloodied rags and a large pot. Peter steps out.
Well, your silence is no comfort to me, Peter.
Friedrich, the boy was stillborn.
And what of my wife?
She is in no danger. But she will never bear another child.
Father.
A chambermaid grabs the cloth-wrapped baby's body with a sheet and carries it off.
No! Leave me alone!
Gustav enters. Claudia reaches out to him. He walks over to her, and she holds his face.
Don't let them throw him away. He's mine.
The baby's body falls onto a fire.
God bless his soul.
The chambermaids gesture the sign of the cross and run off. Gustav holds a lantern and walks over to the fire. He grabs the baby's body. He pats the lit cloth in Claudia's bedchamber. The clasped wooden hands open. Claudia leans against a bassinet and looks toward the vanity. She crawls toward it. She stands. She holds onto the hands. She opens the vanity. A light shines from within. She looks at herself in the mirror. She touches her face. She rubs cream on her face. She smears cream on the mirror. She slides down to the floor with her hands on the mirror.
Why is this happening to me?
She looks out toward the room.
Is someone there?
She looks into the mirror. Her reflection morphs. She reaches toward the mirror. Her reflection forms into a younger version of herself. She touches her face. Claudia nods.
Yes. They have always envied you. They? Your enemies.
Daytime. Lily slowly opens a door and enters a room. She wears Claudia's dress. Lily slowly walks across the room. Claudia sits.
Come in, Liliana.
Lily sits facing Claudia. Lily smiles a little. Claudia looks at her lap and smiles.
I know we've never gotten along. I know I pushed you away.
From the beginning?
I must have blamed you for so many things. But I never meant to hurt you. Can you forgive me?
Claudia looks up at Lily.
You're such a lovely girl, Lily.
Claudia touches Lily's face.
I don't think I ever realized how lovely until now.
Outside, leaves fall from trees. Lily and Peter walk with horses.
I've very much enjoyed our time together these past few weeks.
So have I.
Have you really?
Yes.
I must be leaving for Paris in a few days.
I know.
Before I go, I intend to ask your father for your hand in marriage. That is, if you approve.
Yes, Peter, I approve.
He leans toward her and kisses her. A man rides over on a horse.
Beg pardon, Dr. Gutenberg, but Lady Hoffman requests your presence. At once.
Will you ride in with me?
She smiles and shakes her head.
I'll meet you at the stables.
He rides off and pauses. He looks at her. She smiles. She looks up at the trees. She looks back.
Hello?
She turns around with a horse and walks back toward the woods. Gustav stands by a tree. He looks over his shoulder at her. She pauses. She approaches him.
Are you all right? What is it?
He walks around her. He reaches for a dagger in his belt. He chases her into the woods. She falls. He grabs onto her. She turns and kicks his chest. She runs off. He fumbles around the fallen leaves. Lily trips and falls down a hill. She falls into a hole. She grabs onto a tree branch and stands. In the woods, Gustav stands. Underground, Lily walks through a tunnel. She pushes through vines that lead to the woods. She runs past trees. Outside the estate, Gustav throws a rock down, his face splattered with blood. He throws it again. He stands and tosses the rock. He takes out his dagger and looks left and right. He kneels. In Claudia's bedchamber, Claudia looks out the bay window. Gustav places a wrapped package on a table. Claudia walks toward the table. She smiles and unwraps the package, revealing a bright red heart.
How did she look in that final moment?
Gustav looks at Claudia.
Did she cry out? Did she beg for her life? Did she know it was me? My brother.
She approaches him.
You mustn't feel remorse.
The blood you spilled was just the venom of a scheming child.
She kisses the corner of his mouth. His eyes widen. She nuzzles her face into his neck and walks off.
Why don't you take what's left to the kitchen?
She covers the heart with a white cloth.
Put it in the stew by the fire.
He grabs a bloody burlap sack. A ladle drops stew onto a plate.
The devil is keeping them.
You worry too much, Friedrich. I'm sure she'll be arriving any moment. Bon appetit.
Claudia scoops a spoonful of stew and eats it. Friedrich looks at her and readjusts himself.
Delicious. You must eat, Friedrich.
He pushes the stew around his plate with his spoon. Claudia watches.
My lord, pardon the intrusion.
What is it, Peter?
I've just come from the stables. Your groomsman found Lily's horse on the road.
Friedrich stands.
Where?
Near the forest.
Claudia places her hand on her cheek. In the woods, Lily treks uphill. Maggots squirm through a wolf's entrails. A wolf with glowing eyes snarls. Lily runs toward an abandoned abbey. She approaches a door. She pushes it open. She enters and shuts the door. She walks across the darkened space. A rat scurries past her. She walks to a table with a piece of stale bread on it. She bites into the bread. In the woods, men with torches ride on horseback. Hoffman estate, in Claudia's bedchamber. Claudia lies on her bed and holds the heart. She rubs the heart down her neck. She twirls around the room. Friedrich rides uphill. The horse slips. Friedrich falls off the back of the horse and rolls downhill. Peter grabs onto him. In Claudia's bedchamber, Odo runs in. The heart rolls across the room. Odo eats it. Claudia bends over. She coughs blood into her hand.
You know the truth. You failed.
In the abbey, figures walk past a stained glass window. Lily sleeps. A hand carries a hanging incense burner. Feet shuffle into the abbey. Men carry mining tools and lanterns. They approach Lily. She awakens. A hand covers her mouth.
If you want to live, don't make a sound.
Teddy, clear the door. Climb the stairs. Lay him on the table. Gently. He's broken his leg.
Oh, my dear husband. Are you in pain? I've been praying since you left that you would find her.
We have to keep looking. We have to.
Of course. We will, my beloved.
In the abbey, men look down.
You here alone?
Lily nods.
She could be lying. Who are you?
He removes his hand from her mouth.
Why are you here?
What's your name, child? She is no child.
Maybe she can't speak.
Can't speak?
And she won't make a fuss when the wolves eat her. I say we throw her out.
One of them touches her hair and sniffs his fingers.
She smells good.
Another man leans in and smiles.
I bet she tastes good, too.
My father is Friedrich Hoffman.
So we got us a little princess here.
Who steals bread?
Do you want to see what Lord Hoffman and his judges do to people who steal?
I was hungry.
So was I.
A tear rolls down her cheek. In Claudia's bedchamber, she sits in front of the mirror.
It is not her blood, not her heart.
The reflection shakes her head.
On his brow.
The tears in his eyes.
Claudia shakes her head and smiles. The reflection leans toward Claudia.
Traitor. Traitor.
Claudia looks at a spider's web. A spider crawls up the web.
Traitor.
In a tavern, a woman sets a cup down next to Gustav. She grabs an empty cup. He drinks. A child looks at him and plays a flute.
Traitor.
A hooded figure stands at the entrance. It disappears. People stare at Gustav.
Traitor.
He shakes and grabs his wrist.
Traitor.
The spider crawls out of a bloody cut in the palm of his hand. He flails and runs out of the tavern. Outside.
Why did you betray me, traitor?
The hooded figure stands in an archway. Gustav hits a door.
Traitor.
The figure disappears. Gustav spots a dagger on the ground. He grabs it. He sees Claudia's reflection in it. He shakes his head. He holds the dagger with both hands and points it toward his chest. Daytime, in the abbey. A dagger stabs a piece of wood. The men eat. Lily holds onto a column. A long-haired man drinks. A priest holds a rosary and smiles.
Here, feed the princess.
He tosses a piece of bread.
Give me that.
The bread rolls across the floor. Lily runs to it.
No, you don't. Give it to me.
The long-haired man walks toward them. The other man pushes Lily.
Why are you treating me this way? I've done nothing wrong to any of you.
Maybe she wants a bow and a kiss. A kiss.
Bow and a kiss.
Here, princess.
Kiss this here grandma.
He moons her. The long-haired man stands behind her.
You boys don't see it, do you?
See what?
See what?
We could get rich off this little morsel. Your brain's gone soggy. With that rot gut, you're always swelling.
We scratch around here like rats in the ground, and what does it ever get us?
Closer to the mother load, boy.
Closer to nothing. No one's asking you to stay, are they? I bet your daddy wishes his little girl was back home again.
Leave me alone.
I bet he'd
no.
offer just about all his gold to have his little princess back home again.
Get off me!
Safe. Without so much as a scratch on it. Though I'm sure he wouldn't mind too much if we took just a little something for ourselves. Before we give you back. I mean, he's a big man, right? I bet he'd understand.
He rips her dress.
Let her be, Rolf.
A brown-haired man holds a knife against Rolf's neck.
Maybe you ought to soak yourself in the river.
Rolf smiles.
I'm just trying to keep things lively. Go on, go.
Get out!
Why don't you just leave?
Go on. You're gonna die down there. To the ground. All of you is gonna die.
Rolf points to Lily. Rolf leaves. In Claudia's bedchamber, she removes the cover from the birdcage, revealing a raven. She clings to the cage and stares at the raven.
Give me your eyes and your wings.
In the woods, a blade points at Lily.
The world is a dangerous place, princess. Keep this close.
A man in a cap sheathes the blade and hands it to her. The brown-haired man holds mining tools and looks at Lily.
What about her?
What about her?
What if she flees? Runs away?
Let her. She'll never find a way out of here.
I don't like it.
The men leave. The man in the cap pauses and looks at Lily. He walks off. Lily turns. A snake rests in a tree branch above her. She runs off. The men walk down a path in a line. A red-haired man looks up. A raven perches on a tree branch.
The little princess is following us. Hey, Lars. Maybe she'll help us find the gold.
They walk toward a cave. In the cave, they light torches. Lily pushes through vines and enters.
What are the work with a pick and a shovel?
The priest approaches her.
You're not afraid, are you, my child?
The brown-haired man, Will, stands behind her. She steps back into him. The priest walks off. Will steps around her. She watches him. He steps down a ladder. She looks down the hole. The men mine. Lily climbs down the ladder. In the woods, a hooded figure kneels over tree roots decorated with lit candles.
My sweetest son, I will keep you safe and warm with me.
She caresses the baby's body. She kisses the baby's forehead.
And she will never hurt you again.
She sets down an hourglass with a sparrow inside of it.
And she's buried in the ground.
She flips the hourglass. Sand pours over the sparrow.
Did you think you could hide from me? Did you think I wouldn't be able to find you?
In the mine, dust falls over Lily. The mine shakes. A wooden structure wobbles. In the woods.
What's the matter? Are you frightened? Is your little heart beginning to pound?
In the mine. Dirt falls over Lily. The mine caves in.
Goodbye, Lily.
Rocks fall from the ceiling. The men cling onto a wooden beam. They fall down a chasm. A rope hangs above Lily. She pushes herself up a rock wall and reaches for the rope. Her foot struggles to stay on a stone. She grabs the rope. She loses her footing and slips. One of the men grabs her and pulls her up. Another man grabs the rope. Dirt piles around the priest. He releases one of the men.
Come on, Gilbert! Take hold of my hand! good!
Dirt and rocks fall over Gilbert. He sinks under. At the Hoffman estate, in the kitchen, Claudia slowly walks across the room. She dips her finger into a pot of soup and licks it. She reaches into her sleeve and takes out a bottle. She pours powder into the soup and mixes it in.
Oh, Ilsa.
Yes, m'lady.
Could you take some of this lovely soup to my husband?
Yes, m'lady.
Claudia grabs Ilsa's hair.
And cover your hair.
In the woods, the men walk. All of the men, except Will, lie on the ground. Lily sits.
Maybe Rolf was right. Maybe we should have ransomed her. She's brought nothing but black luck since she came here.
Day's leaving us. Let's get moving.
At the Hoffman estate.
Greta! Damn it, where is everybody? Bruno!
Friedrich throws the bell. Claudia's reflection touches her lips.
It's just the two of us now, Friedrich. Your little girl is...
Claudia applies makeup.
Perhaps the earth has swallowed her up. You must be sure.
The reflection morphs into Lily. Claudia stumbles. In the woods, Lily looks out of a broken window.
Never look a raven in the eye for too long. Might steal your soul and fly away with it.
Lily stands.
Why are you staring at me?
It hadn't occurred to me to look anywhere else.
It's very rude.
It's one of my better habits.
I take it you have no manners then.
No manners then. And no manners now.
I'm trying to be funny.
I was just wondering what it would take to make a princess smile.
He touches her cheek.
I'm not a princess.
What are you then?
I'm the daughter of Frederick Hoffman.
So you're nothing more than a name.
What right do you have to say that? You know nothing about me.
I know enough of your kind.
How could you know anything about anyone? You live like an animal. You hide out like a criminal.
And what are you doing, princess? Is this some holiday you're taking?
My father will find
me. Where is this great father of yours? How come he hasn't rescued you?
He'll find me. I know it.
What if he doesn't?
I don't like the way you speak to me.
How would you have me speak?
A civilized gentleman, not some savage.
He pushes her against a wall.
That is a word I will not bear from the lips of any man or woman. The last time I heard that word spoken was by one of your so-called gentlemen. And there was nothing gentle about it. Or civilized.
Let go of me.
Why?
Because you frighten me.
He lets her go. Nighttime, outside the Hoffman estate. Peter stands at the entrance. He pushes the door open. He walks up an unlit staircase.
Friedrich?
In a hall, a female servant holds a plate of food and sits motionless.
Lady Hoffman?
Peter walks past. In the kitchen, servants sit motionless. A male servant stands motionless with a bloody cut across his face.
Lady Hoffman!
In a lit staircase.
Friedrich?
Dr. Gutenberg.
Oh, Lady Hoffman. Excuse me, I was expecting one of your servants.
They've gone.
Gone?
She nods.
All of them?
Yes. They became very ill. Quite suddenly.
What has happened here?
It was terrible. Even to look at them. They could barely walk. Their hands and their feet were filled with blood in their faces.
The Black Death.
I didn't want to send them away. They were like our family.
You were compelled to do so.
Everything has happened. With Lily still gone and...
Yes.
And with Friedrich. I'm trying to be strong.
He touches her cheek.
I have no one to turn to. For solace and understanding. I feel so alone. So alone.
She kisses him. She pulls away. He kisses her chin.
What a fine young man you are. What a wonderful husband you're gonna make, Lily. I miss her so much. Will you find her for me?
Yes, of course.
She smiles.
I can rely on you.
She touches his cheek.
I promise.
He kisses her hand.
I promise.
I'll tell Friedrich you called. He's much better.
He leaves. Outside, the moon glows over a silhouette of trees. In the abbey, Lily lies on the ground. She sits up. The men sleep. Will shakes. Lily walks toward him. She kneels by him.
He dreams of fire. They tied him to a stake, then burned his family while he watched. And then they placed a red-hot cross of iron on his face. Because he would not repent.
What was his crime?
He would not fight for their cause.
Who were they?
Crusaders for the church. Men of God.
He shows a scar over his eye.
My face, it frightens you.
Yes.
Scares me too.
He smiles. Daytime. Lily washes her hands at a small waterfall. She turns toward the woods.
Father?
She stands.
Father?
She walks into the woods. She runs. The men watch her. In the hooded robe, Claudia leans over a bowl of burning herbs. She pauses. She runs. Will runs after her. Lily slowly walks. Raven watches from a tree branch. At the Hoffman estate, in a hall, Claudia twirls, chandeliers shake. The trees shake. Wind spins leaves around Lily. In the hall, Claudia continues to twirl. Lily and the men push through the wind. In the hall, Claudia knocks over a statue. In the woods, a tree falls between the men. Claudia knocks over another statue. Another tree falls. Claudia knocks over another statue. Multiple trees fall. A tree falls on Lars, the man in the cap. Lily runs toward him. She reaches through the branches for Lars.
Reach out your hand! Run! Run!
Will runs over.
I got him! Help me!
A tree falls toward them. Will grabs Lily. The tree falls on Lars. Lily and the men run. Trees fall behind them. One of the men throws a rock at the raven. In the abbey, the men and Lily sit around a fire.
Good journey.
A wreath drops into the fire.
Good journey, old friend.
Good journey.
Good journey.
Good journey.
Lily and Will look at one another. At the Hoffman estate. Claudia looks up with tear-stained cheeks.
Why does she live? While your child lies cold and still. What? Take back the child and give him life.
How?
Steal the father's seed. Bathe the child in the father's blood.
Friedrich's life. For his.
In Friedrich's bedchamber, Friedrich sleeps. Claudia enters in a flowing blue dress. He clutches his bloodied arm. He awakens.
Hello, Friedrich. Did you miss me?
Claudia.
My poor husband. Look at your arm. What happened to you?
Where have you been?
Shh.
Servants, I look.
I want to free you of your misery for a little while. I want to give you a moment of peace and happiness.
She lies on top of him.
What are you doing to me?
She kisses him.
It's what any wife would gladly do for her husband.
His jaw drops. She runs her hands down his torso.
I have seen our child, Friedrich. I want you to give him life. The life he never had. The life he was meant to have.
She undulates on top of him. In the Abbey, Lily walks across the room. She approaches the topless Will. Rain pours over his body. She touches scars on his back. He turns to her.
It's enough.
They stare into one another's eyes. She touches the scar on his face and caresses his cheek. They kiss. They smile. In Claudia's bedchamber.
You must become like the serpent. The serpent's fruit is what you need.
I give my brother's heart.
Claudia holds the heart over her face. A silky cloth covers her body. The cloth tightens. Claudia writhes underneath it.
Don't be afraid.
Claudia's old wrinkled hand moves out from underneath the cloth.
I'll take care of you.
The hand drops an apple. In the woods, Lily kneels over a stream and washes her face. She looks at her reflection in the water. The reflection morphs into an old hag.
Boo.
The old hag stands above Lily and waves.
Forgive me for startling you, my dear. You look troubled. Are you lost?
I was. But now I'm going home.
Good. Make sure you're out of the forest by nightfall. There are creatures here. Men and beasts.
I know.
You know. I know too.
The old hag takes an apple out of her pocket. The old hag shines the apple with a rag. Lily washes her dress.
Delicious.
The old hag bites into the apple. Lily turns to her. The old hag smiles.
Oh, dearie. You want an apple? I have another one.
I have no way to pay you for one.
It's a shame. Never mind. Two ladies on the road together. For luck.
She hands Lily the apple.
Beautiful.
Well, don't just look at it, dearie. Eat it.
I'll share it with a friend.
With a friend?
Mm-hmm.
You mean a...
The old hag kneels next to Lily.
You mean a boyfriend? I was young once. I had many boyfriends. Life is sweet when you're young, eh? Mm. Tell me, what's he like?
He's strong.
That's good. That's good.
And he's kind and gentle.
And you love him, don't you?
You can tell me, your old granny.
Lily bites the apple.
You can tell me.
Lily touches her throat.
What's the matter, dear? Cat got your tongue?
Lily falls back. The old hag crawls on top of her.
Give us a kiss, dearie. You can see and you can hear, but from inside the tomb of your mind, no breath will escape your lips, no tears your eyes, to the world you are dead. And soon, even your precious father will forget you were ever alive. But you, my dear, you will have all eternity. Remember.
She kisses Lily's cheek. Lily's dress floats downstream.
Liliana!
Will pauses. Dozens of sparrows fly away from Lily's unconscious body. Through Lily's eyes.
Lily!
Lily runs toward the Hoffman estate.
Lily! What is she doing here?
Peter leans over her.
What are you doing? I'm a doctor. Liliana.
How do you know her name?
We're going to be married.
Can you help her?
I don't know yet.
Can you help her, please?
I said I don't know yet.
Lily runs barefoot through the snow. She holds her locket. It bleeds.
Liliana.
She walks through a tunnel sculpted from the snow.
Liliana.
Rigor mortis.
What?
I said her limbs are stiffening. There's nothing more I can do.
Father?
Go away, Phantom.
Father!
Daughter is dead.
I'm going home. I'm going to take her back to her family for a proper burial.
No, Lily will stay here.
She's gone.
Lily lies unconscious in a casket made of stained glass. Rain drops onto the casket. The men and Peter lower her into a hole in the ground. Peter kneels. He grabs a clump of mud. He drops it onto her casket. Her eyes open. Rain washes over the mud. Will stares down at her. He steps around the men.
What are you doing?
Will hops into the hole. He wipes the mud off.
Lily?
Leave her alone. I demand you stop this at once.
Will takes out a knife and picks at the glass pieces.
Stop this at once!
One of the men grabs Peter. Will removes pieces of glass.
Leave her in peace!
Will raises Lily.
Free! Leave her alone!
Free!
He shakes her. Will sets her down.
Breathe. 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 Breathe.
Lily spits out the apple. Lily sits up. She and Will look into one another's eyes. She smiles. Daytime. Outside the Abbey, Lily stands by Peter and a horse. The men sit. Lily walks toward them. Peter follows.
Good journey.
Good journey.
She smiles.
Good journey, little princess.
She looks at Will. He stands.
I'm in your debt.
Peter holds out a pouch. Peter tosses the pouch. Will catches it. Peter grabs Lily's shoulder.
Come, Liliana.
Peter guides Lily. Will walks off. The other men continue to sit. In the woods, Peter and Lily ride on the horse. Nighttime, outside the Hoffman estate. Claudia drags Friedrich, bound by rope, across a hall.
Claudia, where are you taking me?
Servants sit in pews. Claudia drags Friedrich down the aisle toward the statue of Jesus. She pauses by the statue and smiles.
I brought someone to keep you company.
Outside, the head and hand of Lily's mother's gravestone lie on the ground. Peter and Lily ride in. Lily hops off. She walks toward the gravestone. She touches the gravestone.
She knew I would come back.
Will steps out from the woods.
Let's not disappoint her then.
Lily walks toward him. She smiles. Inside, Friedrich lies bound to the statue's cross. The servants help hoist him up. Friedrich hangs on the upside-down cross. The cross rotates, revealing the statue of Jesus on the other side. A dagger lies among lit candles and runestones. Claudia grabs it. She touches Friedrich's face and holds the dagger to his neck. Outside, Peter and Will turn a boar's head-shaped lock on the door. Inside, Claudia removes the dagger from Friedrich's throat. In a hall, Peter, Lily, and Will walk. Peter grabs a torch.
I'm going to go find her.
Lily grabs a torch.
I'm going to find my father.
Lead the way.
In a stairwell, the head of a statue lies on a step.
Lady Hoffman?
Peter's torch reflects in a broken mirror. In a hall, Lily and Will walk. Broken statues lie scattered throughout. Lily walks toward a portrait of Claudia.
Is that her?
Yes.
In a dark hall,
Lady Hoffman?
A shadowy figure lurks.
Lady Hoffman!
In another hall, Odo's eyes glow.
You're back!
No!
Lily jabs the torch toward Odo.
Run! We're here!
They run into a room. Will closes the door on Odo. Lily holds the torch toward Odo. In the chapel, Lily walks toward Friedrich.
Father!
She kneels and holds Friedrich's head.
Take my father out of here.
In the dark hall.
My lady.
Peter's torch goes out. The shadowy figure moves toward Peter. Peter looks over his shoulder. A hand pushes Peter out of a window. Peter falls. In a dark passageway, Lily walks holding a lit candle. She walks past two grotesques. The shadow of one of the grotesques looms over her. She turns, revealing the grotesque. In a hall, men carry weapons. Will carries Friedrich over his shoulder. He steps back into a standing torch and knocks it over. In a dark hall, Lily holds the candle and a crossbow. She walks toward a woman sitting in a chair by a fallen chandelier. The candle illuminates hardened wax drippings on Ilsa's frozen face. Ilsa leaps at Lily with her mouth open and pushes her against a wall. Lily pushes Ilsa. Ilsa holds onto Lily's neck. Lily holds the candle toward Ilsa's face. She jams it into Ilsa's eye. In Claudia's bedchamber, Lily's dolls lie on the floor. Lily steps into the room. Mirrors fill the room. The wind billows the curtains in the bay window. An unlit candelabra lies among mirrors stacked on the floor. Lily grabs a stick with two candles attached to it. She looks into a mirror and swings the stick. She stands by the vanity. Claudia sits in front of a fireplace.
You seem quite alive for a little wench who's been rotting in the ground.
Claudia stands. She holds a blanket in her arms.
I felt you stir the moment you took your first breath. It was like a knife in my heart.
You have no heart.
Claudia smiles.
That's too simple.
I've seen what you've done to my father.
For my son.
She looks down at the blanket.
Your baby is dead.
He is alive in this room.
Claudia moves the blanket, revealing a small, wrinkled hand. Claudia steps toward Lily. Lily points the crossbow at her. Claudia smiles with the old hag's teeth.
Oh, dear. Don't point that thing at me. Someone might get hurt.
The window's shut. Claudia disappears. The baby moves under its blanket on the bed. Lily steps past a mirror. Claudia grabs the back of Lily's head and pushes her face into the mirror. Claudia turns Lily and pushes her into a wall. Lily slides down to the floor. Claudia steps toward her. Lily grabs a mirror shard. Claudia grabs the back of Lily's head in her hand. Claudia points the shard toward Lily's face. Claudia drags the shard down Lily's cheek.
That's better.
Claudia tosses Lily onto the floor. Claudia steps toward her. Lily stands. Lily knocks over a standing torch. Lily falls back into the vanity and fumbles around the bottles of perfume and the dagger. Claudia grabs her neck.
My son.
Lily grabs the dagger.
My son! Claudia.
Claudia! No!
Lily stabs Claudia's reflection. Claudia clutches her chest and turns to Lily. Claudia removes her hand from her chest, revealing a bloody wound.
What have you done to me?
Claudia steps toward the vanity and grabs the dagger. Claudia pulls the dagger out of the mirror. Blood spurts out. Her reflection clutches her chest. Claudia, aging, looks up. Her reflection ages. The mirror cracks. Light shines through the cracks. Claudia touches her face.
What have you done to me? What have you done to me?
Lily steps back. Claudia reaches toward the mirror. The mirror explodes. Burnt shards fly into Claudia. Claudia stumbles into the fire. Claudia spins around on fire. The vanity burns. Claudia's reflection twists and flames. Claudia falls and the bed collapses over her. Outside, Will kneels over Friedrich. Lily steps out of the smoky entrance. Will stands. He touches Lily's bloody cheek. Lily holds his hand.
Am I in paradise?
Father.
Lily kneels.
Father.
Will helps Friedrich sit up. Lily holds on to Friedrich.
Liliana.
Lily smiles. Friedrich smiles. Snow falls on Will.
It's snowing.
He smiles. Lily looks up. Will looks up. Lily looks at him. She smiles. Friedrich looks up. The wooden hands clasp together. Audio description created by Zoo Digital, written by Olivia Habib, and narrated by Jared Bloom. Previous credits. Music by John Ottman. Costumes designed by Marie Allen. Film editor, Ian Crawford. Production designer, Gemma Jackson. Director of Photography, Mike Southen, BSc. Co-producer, Tim Van Rellum. Executive producers, Ted Field, Robert W. Court, and Scott Krupf. Screenplay by Tom Solucci and Deborah Sarah. Produced by Tom Engelman. Directed by Michael Cohn. Cast: Claudia Hoffman, Sigourney Weaver. Friedrich Hoffman, Sam Neill. Will: Gil Bellows. Little Lily: Taryn Davis. Lars: Brian Glover. Peter Gutenberg: David Conrad. Lily Hoffman: Monica Kina. Rolf: Anthony Brophy. Nano: Francis Kuka. Conrad: Christopher Bauer. Bart: John Edward Allen. Gustav: Miroslav Taborski. Scar: Andrew Tiernan. Father Gilbert: Brian Pringle. Maidservant Ilsa: Dale Wyatt. Liliana: Joanna Roth. Production supervisor: Ian Hickenbotham. Script supervisor: Sally Jones. Production sound mixer: Ken Weston. Supervising sound editor: Fred J. Brown. Executive in charge of music for Polygram Filmed Entertainment: Dawn Solar. Music editor: Sharon Heather Smith. Assistant music editor: Brian Kirk. Music engineered and mixed by Tim Boyle. Audio recording facilities: Lay Mobile. Mixed at Signet Sound Studios, Los Angeles. Recorded at the Chapel of St. Thomas, Bothell, Washington. Singing voice of Lady Hoffman, provided by Karen Hart. Copyright 1996 Polygram Film Productions BV. All rights reserved. The Grimm Brothers' Snow White, A Tale of Terror.